On January 19, 2019, Nick Sandman, a white Covington High School student, was photographed and videotaped staring down Nathan Phillips, a Native American elder, as he carried out a Native chant during a march for the Indigenous peoples. According to a Fox interview with a Covington chaperone, Val Anderveev, who accompanied Covington High on their annual field trip to the Lincoln Memorial for the March for Our Lives protest rally, most of their chaperones were behind the group of students gathered around Nick Sandman and Nathan Phillips just outside of the view of phones and cameras. Although no physical confrontation took place, Nick's expression when staring down Nathan Phillips is considered offensive and holding a sense of superiority that disrespected and made the Native elder feel unsafe in the group of protesting teens. Nick Sandman has come out with a response interview published by NBC to the controversy surrounding this photo, saying that he regretted his actions and that he meant no disrespect to the elder, but also that he felt victimized by the media's portrayal of his actions. Although many headlines exaggerate the severity of the incident, other events have come to light about the behavior of Covington High students during their protest rally that sparks more controversy. Several videos of women being harassed by Covington High students have been released on social media sites like Twitter, with a group of boys calling two passerby women sluts, to another video showing the darling... Oh dear. To the not at all darling, but daring claim that rape isn't rape if they actually enjoy it. Between the harassing comments from the diligent young pro-life protesters and their controversial MAGA hats, many find Nick Sandman's somber, unapologetic statement unconvincing. Nathan Phillips, the Native American elder, is a respected member of the Native community and a political activist. Respected enough to have been given a chance to speak with his spouse to the United Nations on behalf of the Indigenous peoples. However, even after overcoming a childhood filled with mistreatment, like being taken away from his Native mother at the age of 5 and being abused by his father until he was 17, Nathan Phillips is also associated with a minor alcoholic crime, as well as escaping a prison he was once held in. When asked why he approached the tumultuous group of students during the protest in a CNN interview, Nathan Phillips responded he was trying to smooth out the tension between them and a hostile party of Black Israelite protesters who were shouting offensive statements at the young students. Taking a step back from this colossal news upload, I would like to share that I believe that the incident itself was unremarkable and happens every day in America to a general unnoteworthy extent. I'm not saying that the student should have been disrespectful towards passerbys or fellow protesters, but that the only thing that makes this incident different from any other that are happening across America is that it presented itself with a perfect tabloid caption, snaring the top news organizations for a perfect controversial headline. For example, Nathan Phillips was reported to have called himself a Vietnam veteran when that was false, but in fact, it was a mistake by the news agencies as he called himself a veteran of the Vietnam era. When his service records were checked, a service spokeswoman reported that he entered the Marines in 1972, when the last deployment of Vietnam soldiers being sent out in 1973, and he became a member of the Auxiliary Reserve, who spent most of his service as a refrigerator mechanic. I wish news stations would have taken the time to talk about the problem of hostilities and public protest instead of wasting time on untruthful, unimportant tabloid throwaways to make controversy instead of dissecting it. Thank you.